You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
This is the Mighty Mockatron remix of Ruby Doo's Guiding Star. Ruby's going to be playing at a very exciting new block party happening in Morningside early next year. We've got MC Slave in the studio to have a bit of a korero about it shortly. You're a BFM Breakfast. Jaja, I'm the guiding star. He bring the light when everything dark. He's the alpha and omega, the beginning and the end. You can't fool Jaja, cause I am set the trend. Well, not for them I false and not for them pretend. Soon them I go get the fire burn upon them. No, you can't hide or run away in a judgment. You're not get no love for your dollar I have spent. No bother try. If a bad man come, them a go leave upset.
Guiding star, you're my guiding star, you're my guiding star, yeah, you're my guiding star, you're my guiding star.
Doesn't stop being a huge tune, that one. That's the Mockatron remix of Ruby Doo's Guiding Star. Ruby Doo is playing at a very exciting new festival, which is coming to Morningside in February of next year, Sunday the 5th of February, on McDonald Street. It's called Morningside Live Block Party, and we've got the wonderful MC Slave in the studio. Kia ora, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Rachel. It's a pleasure to come on your breakfast show.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you here. I feel like we're ships passing in the night often on the radio landscape. I listen to you in my car on the weekends and have a great time, you know?
I listen to you while I'm making my morning coffee at home. It's funny. But the ship's in the night.
Yeah, exactly.
But yes, no, good to be here. Good
hey, it's here. So exciting to be celebrating a new festival that's coming in early 2023. Fat Freddy's is playing, Lucky Lance, Christoph El Truento, Asia, Reiki Ruawai.
Yeah.
You're going to be bringing the Log Cabin.
Yes.
Benny Salvador's up from Poneke. Andy yes. Heartthrob, Hazard Milu, AJ Honeysuckle, and DJ Dubhead.
Yes.
What a crew.
I know. It's kind of cool. We've pulled in a lot of sort of, people that we want to see, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Reiki, you know, he's got a band, a Messiah, but he's also been working on some solo material with Moo, actually, from mm-hmm. the Freddies. They've been doing a bit of recording. Asia, she's amazing. She just won the Māori Music Award last week, funnily
Such
enough.
Such a cool song, that one.
Yeah. And just a few artists that, you know, Ruby too, she's obviously, we've done shows with her in the past, but now she's really been rocking the band. Her
yeah.
band is wicked.
Awesome.
Yeah, so it's just a kind of opportunity to pull in, you know. Benny, of course, he's like, well, he's my nephew. So
I was
going to
say, he's whānau in a big whānau, way. Yeah.
You know? But, you know, just put, you know, pulling things in. Like with Dubhead, of course, I bring in the captain of the old guard, you know what I mean? I think to start the day in
yes.
what is we've affectionately titled the Hot Box. That's the big fan venue. And Hot Box, because I guess I'm assuming it's going to be warm in February.
Oh, yes.
And it's a bit of an indoor, it's a day club. Club,
nice.
Nightclub, if you will, for
Very
the
good.
Day. So, yeah, and of course, and Freddie's headlining it, you know, street party.
It's going to be so fun.
Yeah. I was saying before the break, it was all the businesses there on McDonald Street. There, you know, I'm sure a lot of listeners, BFM listeners, frequent those spots. And it was really cool just walking through and meeting everybody and like how see everybody's so excited about it and stuff. And you know, just visualizing it, like, okay, once you get rid of all these cars and stuff,
it's gonna be quite. Mean.
It's gonna be mean. So yeah, we're excited about it. It's cool it's
for
cool.
sure. So let's paint a picture for the listeners. So we're in Morningside, McDonald Street.
Yep.
Big fan, as you just mentioned. There, the Hot Box, affectionately
yeah.
known. This is Joel Little's brand new space.
It is. It's amazing.
It's very, very cool. It's kind of an all ages venue, music space,
yeah.
gig space.
Yeah. He's built this beautiful studios, recording studios,
yep.
of course. But in the ground floor, as far as I understand it, it's basically, you know, a 150, you know, 200 if you pack them in a venue, which I think the idea of it was basically to get as a space, as a venue
yeah.
for sort of up and coming bands and people to play, you know, have opportunity to play
yeah,
to audience. And it's a great little spot. It's a great little venue. Like I can totally, having had a look at it, I'm like, oh man, it's going to be cool to see bands actually go
sure.
in there and play. I mean, of course, we're turning it into a nightclub for the day, but you know, in the future, you know, it's like for young bands and stuff like that. I think it's going to be a really great sort of breeding ground for performances and stuff.
For sure. So you've got the Hot Box. What else is going to be the setup like down there?
So we've got, that's happening. So yeah, the Hot Box is happening. Of course, the main stage will be at the end. So if you can visualize, we're Crave is at the corner closest
yep.
to like the train station, I guess. And so down the far end of the street will be the main stage.
Oh, sweet.
So that, so we'll block off block off the street, put the stage down there, and that's of course where the Freddies will play. And then I think there's talk, apparently there's a comedy showcase happening in one of the basements,
oh,
like in
sick.
The basement of Crave. There's a few nooks and crannies in that block and in sort of subterranean little spots, hiding places. So
so exciting.
It's
to
more
hear.
To be revealed as we go along, but yeah.
I think it's just really nice to have something new and exciting on the festival calendar, especially in this kind of landscape where we're all getting back out to live music, we're getting back out to seeing friends. At the Others Way Festival on the weekend, I just ran into so many people I just haven't seen
right.
for ages, because they're the people you see at gigs and
yeah.
at festivals that you just run into and you're sort of just mates because you see each other and you're like, hey.
Yeah,
you know?
yeah.
And that's something that I think we're all looking forward to for the summer. You
totally.
Were away this weekend. Where were you performing?
We were in Gisborne.
Nice.
Freddie's played at this Long Line Festival in Gisborne, and it was just, again, it was sort of like, oh, okay, this is the start of the festival season. You know, like
yeah,
it felt,
yeah, yeah.
okay, this is great. You know, good to, get out amongst the people and stuff like that. I mean, that with the Freddies for sure, and the like, we've been doing a bit of, we were in Melbourne a couple of weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and that was sorry, I can't take a call right now. Sorry, darling. That's my wife. You know, that we were in Melbourne. That was amazing. You know, we had like, yeah, it was like 11,000 people in out in this giant field. Wow. And Melbourne, you know, Melbourne went through it as far as being locked down. They probably were one of the most locked down places in the world.
For sure.
So the energy of people just getting out and amongst it and really enjoying themselves, that's kind of contagious, you know. And so we certainly as a band really appreciate it. You know, kind of you take that in and you kind of spit it back out.
100%.
You know? So it's cool.
And you guys, you know, you were busy even in COVID. You managed to produce a really beautiful album that sort of came from that lockdown space.
Yeah.
What's it feel like to be, I guess, presenting those songs now in that sort of live context and celebrating it back out in the world it's probably ultimately intended for?
It's funny because, yeah, I hadn't really thought about it till we started doing shows this year. And when we went up to Europe and played and stuff like that. And so it only dawned on me once we started doing the shows that, oh, right, so the songs from Special Edition, no one's heard these live.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that. And so, and since then we did two, we did the Lock-In record, which was recorded Michael Fowler, and then the Wairunga record. And yeah, all those songs, all the new songs hadn't been played live. Mm. So it was great to get the reception from that, to people like, oh my God, they know the words, you know, things like that. That's just a good vibe. I mean, more often than not, particularly with Freddie's, a lot of songs kind of get worked up live, mm-hmm. you know, that before they get to the studio.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So I guess the process is a little bit reversed for this, you know, for this time around. So yeah, I mean, just great to see people. They know the tunes, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, okay, yeah, you guys were listening. Okay, good, you know, without seeing you. It's like, okay, yeah, no, you're with it. Okay, cool, so.
Totally. Mm. It's a whole different thing when you get to be, like, reminded of people in real life and see them listening and singing and doing all that stuff that we took for granted totally before all of this shook down.
Yeah.
Who are you excited to see? Is there anyone you've not seen DJ before or people you've heard good things about that you've kind of had on your radar that you're ready for?
As I mentioned before, well, I'm really looking forward to Lucky Lance and Christoph El Truento set.
Yes.
Because I love that record and just for them to present it live, you know, they're excited to do it. They haven't really had much of a chance. I think they played in Raglan on the weekend actually, but I don't think they've had much of a chance to do any of those songs live, so that's exciting. As I mentioned before, Asia, I've never seen her before. That'll be awesome. I mean, yeah, Reiki, I haven't seen him do his new songs. You know, there's be a lot of new stuff, you
that's
know?
Exciting. Yeah.
I don't know, Hazamilu would be awesome. I've never, AJ Honeysuckle, she's awesome. Any Heartthrob, she always rocks the house. I've seen her play before. Yeah, I mean, it's all exciting, really.
It's going to be a very fun day, I reckon.
Yeah.
A really good time.
Yeah.
So if people have just tuned in, we're talking about the Morningside Live Block Party, which is coming to Morningside, McDonald Street, on Sunday the 5th of February. And tickets are on sale from today.
Today, at midday.
Moshtix.
Through Moshtix. And I suggest you get amongst it, because it isn't... It's a big space, but it's not the biggest space.
No, this is going to go quite fast.
Yeah, it should go. I would hope. It's going to go. So I would, if you're keen and wanting to spend a great day on what is Waitangi weekend, of course, it's the day before Waitangi Day, so you got the day off after too.
You can just absolutely cruise through the weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
MC Slave, thank you for coming in and having a kōrero all this morning. It's been a real pleasure to chat with you. We're going to play Special Edition Lock-In. This is one that you're featured on.
Yes.
Quite vocally. It's a very beautiful song from a very amazing album that I'm excited to see live as well.
Yeah, cool.
Haven't caught you guys since pre-lockdown, so this is going to be a very cool day indeed. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Rachel. Awesome.
one can be.
Tonight, hear what I say. No worries in the party tonight. Hear what I say. No worries in the party tonight. Right? I said no worries in the party tonight. Right? I said no worries in the party, cause the party lasts longer. Blasting out your speaker back off the transponder. Receive the signal and blast it back stronger. My crew and your crew, yeah, we come to conquer. Bring a nice vibe, we bring this to sing. Keep your heads up, don't sweat the small thing. Now's not the time, just give thanks and say, God damn that. Your son, born in the land that's run by the gun. A whole lot of worries, but the music came. Well, we gotta hold it together now. All it together now. We here to show you how. You here, we know you how. You just sway like this, 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 sway like this. Sway like this, 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 sway like this. No worries in the party tonight, hear what I say. No worries in the party tonight, hear what I say. No worries in the party tonight, right? I said no worries in the party tonight, right?
No worries, ain't no worries at all.
Don't you know everybody needs it? Hey. Oh, no.
unmistakably Fat Freddy's, of course. This is Special Edition Lock-In featuring MC Slave, who we just had in the studio. Thank you so much for coming in and having a chat about the Morningside Live Block Party, which is happening on the 5th of February. That is a Sunday, the Sunday of Waitangi weekend, on McDonald Street, which is where Crave Cafe is. It's where Big Fan Joel Little's new studio, recording studio, venue space is. It's going to be a very fun summery afternoon. Fat Freddy's, Ruby Doo, Lucky Lance and Christoph El Chuento, Asia, Reiki Ruawai, MC Slave's Log Cabin, Benny Salvador, Andy Heartthrob, Hazen Milu, AJ Honeysuckle and DJ Dubhead all going to be performing, and a few other secret things up their sleeve at the moment. Tickets are on sale from midday today. You don't want to miss out on this. It's going to be heaps of fun. Mosh Ticks is the place to go.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.